Father, I ask us now as we come before you, Lord, that, Father God, that whatever I have to say that you've given me, Lord, that it will enrich our life to be better witnesses for you, Father. Help me to remember the things that you showed me in the last couple of weeks, Lord. And I pray that it will, again, get us closer to you, Father. Thank you for the privilege of speaking. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Generally, when I speak, I do with objects. And I want to talk. Oh, Belinda, I need you up here to read the scripture verse, please.
Okay, it's Isaiah 64:8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
I want to talk to you about the potter and the clay. I brought a couple things here. The dog here was made with raw clay. This is what I did way back in my young years. And this carousel horse was done with liquid clay. It's called slip. Now, you have to be careful when you pour this was done in a mold. This was done by hand. Clay, I use the raw clay, and you have to work it to make sure that all the air bubbles are out. And what they had in school, they had a square full of cement. Around the square was a wooden box. At one corner was a wooden post, and from that, a wire was strung to the other end. And so when I picked up the clay, the raw clay, I would slice it across the wire and it hit the cement block. And when you looked at it, you could see there were air bubbles all through it. And you did this repeatedly until there were no air bubbles. In pouring of a slip, because I used to do that when I made dolls, you couldn't pour it too fast and you couldn't pour it too slow because it would create air bubbles. And when you put that in the kiln, and if it wasn't right, it would explode, and then your object was not only destroyed, but other pieces were destroyed as well. A potter went out one day, and he saw a lump of clay, and that's just the clay that he wanted. So he picked the clay up and went back to his studio, or his house in those days, and he began to work with the clay to make sure all the imperfections were out. And it took him a while. He finally fashioned a vessel, and when he got done with the vessel, it looked good, and he was happy with it. And it went through the fire, and it went through the painting, and it was a beautiful vessel, gold and blue, and was set aside for a very special table. This vessel was going to be presented to the king. Now, we are the clay, but we're not like this vessel that he made. When it was done, it was done. That was it. I can only tell you what God has done with me in my life. I grew up in a place where we did not go to church. I heard God's name mentioned, not always sweetly. My mother and my father, I never knew them to go to church at all. When I was young, if I wanted to go to the show, I had to go to church. No big deal. I went to church. I can't tell you if I learned anything. I must have learned something, but I don't remember. Only because I wanted to go to the movies that afternoon. Well, when I met my husband, he didn't go to church. I didn't go to church other than Sunday school. And for some reason, I knew that we had to get married in church. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I just knew we had to get married in church. I knew there was a God. I knew there was Jesus, because at Christmas I got presents, and Easter I got candy. That was my knowledge of God. But see, the potter was already looking for the clay, but I didn't know it. So we got married in church, but we didn't go to church. For many, many years, we did not go to church till we moved to Louisiana. Now the potter's beginning to work on this clay. I went down to a friend's house, and she was getting it real nice and neat. And I said, what are you doing? She said, well, the pastor's coming. I thought, you're going to get religion, huh? Because I had people talk to me, you know, from different various denominations. But it was like water off a duck's back. It didn't mean anything. But see, God already has something in mind. Because when she spoke, she said, do you want me to send him down? Yeah, send him down. I don't care. Well, he came at night, and my husband was gone, and he wouldn't come in the house. And the guy's name was Bill Campbell. I'll never forget. And he explained to me why Jesus came. And that night, when I opened up the door before, he said one word. Said, listen and obey. And I did. See, the potter was working. He explained the plan of salvation to me, and I accepted Christ that night as my Savior. And the next night he came back, and my husband accepted the Lord. And then we were in church. The potter was beginning to work. Way back when I wanted to go to church, when I went to Sunday school, even though I didn't know why, he already had a vision. He has a vision for your life, too. Now, there are times when I was okay. The potter was working fine. The clay was fine. Everything was working all right. But then, oh, here comes an imperfection. I can remember one time I went to all the program at church. I went to all the meetings. I went to all the practices. And I was on the worship team. And then this Yahoo come in, and the next thing I knew, she's up on the worship team. Well, that cut me to a quick. She didn't follow any of the rules, but I did. And it hurt me so bad, I ran out of church, got in my car, and I boo-hooed. And I boo-hooed for a while. When God spoke to me, he said, if I put them in, it's all right. You continue to do what I told you to do. So I did. So I don't know whether it was jealousy. I don't know what the imperfection was. But God got rid of it. So things are going along fine again. I didn't know for sure just exactly what kind of mission that God had in store for me. Because growing up, my mission, I was going to go to the children's hospital. And I was going to get the miniature ponies, and I would take them into the hospital, and the children that could ride, I would give them a ride, and those that couldn't could pet, because I loved horses and I loved children, and that was going to be my thing. But see, God had another idea. That didn't work out at all. So I'm in church, and I'm trying to do the best I can, and I didn't know what kind of ministry that I was supposed to be in, because God had gifted me with several different things to do. And my mother and I were in the craft business. We would go to craft shows. And I didn't know this was in me at all, and it scared the living daylights out of me. I've heard people say, you know, when they commit a crime or a felony of some sort, that they were blind with rage and didn't know what they were doing. Come on. Give me a break. Well, honey, that's true. I was down to Ocean City to Sunfest, and my car was stopped. I had my turn signal on. The people were backing out, and I was going to pull in, and some yahoo from front of me coming this way at me pulled right in front of me. I was so mad. I could have killed them. I did not know that was in me. Imperfection. I said, oh, God, help me. I don't want that ever to happen again. I was devastated. Here I am, a Christian. I've been one for a while. I didn't know that could happen to a Christian. But God took care of that. And I'm thankful that I can get mad, but I've never been mad like that again. He also showed me that he continued to work on us all the time. Little tiny things that really to us don't amount to much, but to him it's a big problem, because he wants us to have his characteristics. That's what I'm striving for. Someone said one time, be like Jesus, and I thought, long hair, sandals and a long robe and a beard. But that's not, I thought that's what they meant. I was green as grass. I didn't know. But what they're talking about is they want us to have his characteristics. Another thing that God showed me, that the potter, when he gets done like this one here, there was a mold and a lot of these were made. Now, I could give every one of you in here, if I had it, one of these. It's a carousel horse, and it would be painted all different. It would be all different, yet it has the characteristics of the carousel horse. And the potter showed me, all right, Jesus is our potter. We are copies, not like this, but we are his sons and his daughters, and we need to have his characteristics. Look how many people are in the world, and yet none of us are alike, and yet we are alike if we are his son and his daughter. Doesn't make any difference whether he's short, fat, tall, black, brown, blue, pink. It doesn't make any difference. We are his children, and we need to have his characteristics. And the potter continues to work all the time trying to get smooth things out. There was another thing. Oh, Lord, I can't remember. I know there are times when I think, am I supposed to do this, Lord? Or I don't know. And yet I can feel the potter's hand. It's okay. You're all right where you're at. Don't worry about it. Now, I do have a tendency to worry, huh, Steve? And that's one of the characteristics that I'm trying to get rid of, is a worry wart. Little things trip me up big time. Big things don't seem to have that problem. When my husband was in Germany being operated on, my children were in Italy, my family was in the United States, and I was in Italy. And he could have gone either way. It was 50-50. He had a brain tumor. He could have died or he could have lived. I didn't have a care in the world. I was singing. I was floating up in the air. There wasn't a thing I could do except rely on Jesus. That's all I could do. There was nobody around that I could hang on to. And he got me through. Come back stateside, and I'm a basket case. Because now I'm with family, I'm with friends, and I hang on to them instead of hanging on to Jesus. Check another thing off the list, God, that I don't rely on other people, but rely on you. So that's, I can't remember the other things he taught me. I wished I could have wrote them down, but I couldn't say, oh, I know. The raw clay was gray. When it's fired, it changed colors. The horse, the slip, was a gray or a very light gray. When you change colors, it turned white. When we accept Jesus as our Savior, we change. We change to the better. Now, sometimes we fall back and get a little bit of that gray, but that's where the potter comes in to take the gray away. We need to be able to yield to his touch. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And when I don't, I hurt, because I am not following in the path that he wants me to go. And he loves me so much that he won't leave me that way. He keeps messing and messing and messing until I get the lesson. So that's all I have right now. I just hope that we will surrender totally to the Lord, to the potter, and let him work his magic in us. So thank you.